Everyone stepped into the next century in Sydney, looking up at the Harbour Bridge, looking at the fireworks, giving you that one word that we all had in mind, eternity. Do you remember seeing that word written in chalk across Newcastle, Sydney, Wollongong? It was eventually discovered it was a man named Arthur Stace. And after nearly three decades of spreading his message, countless people took on the word for themselves. And despite Arthur passing away, his work carries on with the premiere of a new documentary in Wollongong this week, all about how eternity continues to change lives.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Happy New Year!
There had been such a build-up to this moment in time where eternity actually meant everything.
A display of this kind was unprecedented.
Fireworks went off and they were particularly spectacular.
Eternity was the central message.
2,000 years and then the next 2,000 years summed up in one word.
I thought, I'm part of something big.
Josh Reid is a Wollongong local and the co-executive producer of the documentary Written in Chalk, and he joins us now. Hello there.
Hi, Lindsay. Great to be here.
Very nice. Thank you for coming down on a bit of a chilly afternoon.
I wore my thermals.
You did wear your thermals as well. Did you ride your bike here?
No, but I'm thinking about buying one.
Well, there you go. You know what? There's some good ones here, some pretty expensive ones here,
yeah,
though, I suppose.
They're a bit out of my budget.
Yes. Now, look, a lot of people know about the Eternity guy. They know about his beautiful chalk drawings, or his words, or his one word, Eternity. Maybe people don't know his connection to the Illawarra.
No, well, that's right. It was something I discovered. I'm a Fairy Meadow boy, mm-hmm. and when we started researching Arthur Stace and where he wrote Eternity, we found that he actually travelled to the Illawarra several times. And part of that story was that he was actually, when he was 14, he was put into like a delinquent school for boys down here in the 1920s.
Yeah.
And he, so he lived here for a while. He worked in the coal mines around here.
So he was essentially a delinquent teenage boy working in the coal mines.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Right here in the Illawarra.
In the early 1900s.
Yeah. So it's an amazing start to his life, and he certainly had a very interesting story from coming back from World War One as a full on drunk,
yes,
alcoholic,
that's right,
guy,
yeah, yeah.
To turning his life around and writing the word eternity for some reason like 500,000 times across Sydney, and he even came back down to the Illawarra several times in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and wrote Eternity down here. Just took the train down.
Took the train down with a pocket full of chalk.
Yeah, a lot of chalk.
And a simple message. Yeah.
I've actually been writing it a couple of times around the streets locally, and I've been amazed at how much chalk one eternity takes. Yeah, you have to have a lot of chalk.
There's a mathematical equation in there.
There probably is. Yes.
How good are you at doing his handwriting?
Oh, not bad, not bad. apparently my granddad used to be very good at the copper plate writing, so maybe it's...
That's the font, is it?
Yeah, maybe it's in the blood.
But I guess that's what we're talking about here, because the documentary Written in Chalk is a film about how the word eternity, the use of the word, has continued long after Arthur died and long after it was displayed on the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Yeah, well, there's been films made about Arthur Stace and the word eternity, and even an opera made in the past.
Wow.
And we were sitting around with Richard, the director, and co-executive producer as well, Richard Attia, and we were thinking, well, what's the big story? Like, what sort of anniversary is coming up? And we realised it was coming up to almost, 90 years since Arthur first wrote the word eternity.
Wow. So you do know when he first wrote it?
We do. Yeah. So he was, we basically said, well, look, some stuff about Arthur is already out there and the word eternity. There's a lot of newspaper clippings and, for 20 years when nobody knew who he actually was.
Yes, that's right.
The main Sydney newspaper had in column 8, every week it was like, do you know who Mr. Eternity is?
This is, of course, before the internet, so people, I remember when I was a kid and would come to Newtown, come to Sydney, would be wondering the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. And we interviewed people that knew him, people that saw him, saw him run away because he didn't want to be known.
Really?
Anyway, the whole documentary, Lindsay, is about the impact that word appearing on the bridge at the Millennium Fireworks has had on Sydney, on the Illawarra, all of Australia, and even beyond, since appearing on the bridge. And there's been a whole number of ways that people have interpreted it for themselves, and a whole lot of things that have happened. I mean, even Sydney City Council trademarked the word.
Really?
Well, the copper plate.
Are we allowed to say? Oh, in the font. Okay, we can. Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I guess presumably to stop corporations cashing in on it, perhaps.
It was exactly for that. They didn't want to stop any community groups using it, but they did want to stop somebody else owning the trademark and not letting anybody else using it, or using it in a weird way or something.
I'm just hiding my Eternity brand soft drinks that I brought here to sell at the merch stand.
Well, there has been an Eternity wine label, so.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, I'm sure it's delicious. It probably doesn't last quite as long as it's promised on the box.
No, no need to bring a cork.
And tell me about the idea, the word eternity, back in 2000, the word has so much meaning about prosperity of the next 2,000 years, also an acknowledgement of the past of this continent, back 60,000 odd years. How did eternity capture that essence?
I think eternity really captured the essence of, the next thousands and thousands of years going forward. Sydney had kind of also come of age, I guess you could say. Like, we had the Olympics in 2000 as well, and that was a huge deal. It was called the best Olympics ever at the time, if you remember. The word eternity just seemed to capture that, you know, Australia wasn't, you know, a second-rate Western country anymore. It was actually a major part of the world. You know, Sydney in particular was a major international city. And it was like Sydney was coming of age and, you know, taking the rest of our country with it.
I'm talking to Josh Reid, who is a local Fairy Meadow gentleman, but also part of the team putting together this film, which I believe, written in chalk, you can act. Well, before we talk about seeing the film, it's called Written in Chalk. We talked about the handfuls of chalk that you've had to have. There may be some people around here with handfuls of chalk at the moment.
Yeah, there are. We've asked a couple of community groups to get their volunteers, mobile, grab lots of chalk, and we've asked them to write eternity like Arthur Stace wrote it all across Wollongong. We've asked people to get up early like Arthur did at 4 o'clock in the morning for 30 years and ride eternity on the bike tracks. So they may get washed off, I'm not sure.
But that's kind of the beauty of his work, that it was so, you know, existential. It was just right there.
It was.
Yeah. And are some of these chalk drawings leading everyone to Wollongong Congregational Church, where the screenings are going to be?
Oh, well, they're at a few of the local community buildings.
Okay.
I think mainly church buildings. Mm. There's the Wollongong Congregational Church. 5:30 today, it's at the Wollongong Presbyterian Church, the big brown building.
All right.
Wollongong Baptist tonight at 7:30, and tomorrow night at Fairy Meadow Anglican Church,
right up
at the top end of the racetrack.
Oh, wow. That's great. And so, look, if you want to go, it's writteninchalk.com. You can see the screening calendar. Predominantly free screenings as well?
All free screenings at the moment. These are all kind of pre-screenings. Nice. I mean, we say world premiere, but we're letting people see it. We're talking to broadcasters and all that at the moment, and distributors. But we want as many people to see it. We want to, you know, get some footage of the reactions. Even Screen Illawarra are going to show it in November, just next door here at the brewery, I believe.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. What a place for it. Oh, excellent. Josh, so nice. Everyone knows the Eternity drawing, everyone knows the Eternity, or about the Eternity guy. I didn't know he had a connection here. I didn't know he grew up working down the mines here at Wollongong.
Yeah, and I only found out that, upon the research that we were doing in the documentary.
Oh, great.
And one of the amazing things, Lindsay, that really appealed to me was the diversity and the variety of reactions and responses that people have to this word. Like, people take it their own way, and mm-hmm. they take it to mean all sorts of things.
Yeah.
We had one guy that we interviewed, which was, he was all about clean energy. He's running around putting solar panels on top of community buildings, and he's called his company Clean Energy for Eternity.
Well, I mean, I guess that is the plan, I suppose. That's the idea of renewables, so really nice. All right, so if you want to get more information, writteninchalk.com is where you want to go. The Echo of Arthur Stace. Josh Reed, lovely to meet you, man. Thanks for coming in.
Great, thanks, Lindsay. Great to be here.